Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a presidential transition edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The next occupant of the Oval Office will need to transform campaign promises and a long list of priorities into real policies and programs that produce positive results for the American people. The success of an administration can rise and fall based on its competence in managing the government. As history demonstrates, strong management can enable rapid and positive results, while management mistakes can derail important policy initiatives, erode public trust, and undermine confidence in the government. During the past year, the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government joined together in sponsoring a series of day-long discussions to inform the next president and the next administration about critical issues and actions that can strengthen government's capacity to address the challenges facing our country. Through these discussions, accompanying reports, and related research, they have developed a management roadmap for the next administration. Creating a management roadmap and making it a priority will be critical to the success of the new administration, especially given the mounting and complex challenges facing our government, the speed to which change is taking place, and the need to govern effectively. Both in terms of government operations and political leadership, playing catch-up is always an ineffective strategy. Good management is not an end unto itself. It is a means by which ideas become accomplishments and broken systems become well-oiled machines. Starting a new administration with a management roadmap will increase the chances of early policy success and begin restoring the public's trust in government's ability to get things done. Real action to make government better managed, more effective, and more innovative is a good place to start and will help build a lasting legacy for the next president. Today, I welcome David Eagles, Director of the Center for Presidential Transition at the Partnership for Public Service, and Dan Chinnock, Executive Director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, to discuss the management roadmap and the presidential transition for the new administration. The development of government-wide presidential transition planning in the United States has a relatively short history. Here's David Eagles.
Yeah, so it's important to take a step back, just as you've done in your question here, and just know that these transitions, even today, are completely different than they were even 8 years ago. I mean, this is completely different. Historically, transition planning early has been taboo. It's a little bit like the movie The Candidate. Robert Redford looks at his campaign manager, says, now what do we do? This is what historically has happened at election.
Dan Chinnock, executive director for the IBM Center for the Business of Government, highlights the key aspects of presidential transitions.
Interestingly, in history, the inauguration date shift, I think, also improved the importance of transitions because it used to be March 4th. So there was a much greater time period, and now it's January 20th, so you have only 75 days or so between election and transition. I would say that the key aspects of the transition kind of come in three buckets. Mm-hmm. The first is people. Obviously, the transition teams are looking to identify who are the most talented individuals to lead agencies and activities and functions and staff the White House and other key positions. The second is policy. Really understanding what did the president-elect commit to during the campaign? How do you turn those policy commitments into actions and action plans that can be implemented by federal employees? And then the third is really the budget. I say that both as a former OMB person, but also as the fact that the budget really drives a lot of the prioritization and resource commitments that make the president's priorities come to life. And the budget happens very quickly in the new administration. The first budget is submitted really in March or April for the new president, and immediately goes to Congress for disposition on October 1st of that year. So those are three kind of pieces of the transition that are very important.
The success of an administration can rise and fall based on its competence in managing the government. David Eagles explains.
These campaign promises will stay promises, right, if you don't develop a plan for execution. And so that's why it's so critically important that we focus on this.
During the past year, the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government joined together in sponsoring a series of day-long discussions. Here's David Eagles and Dan Chinnock on the management roadmap for the new administration highlighting the key themes of these discussions.
And we spent a lot of time and effort talking with folks about how to actually get things done in government. Because again, historically, what we've seen with transition teams is that they'll focus exclusively on their policy promises. They're not actually building execution plans to get those promises done.
Chenak elaborates further.
And so the premise behind the roadmap was to help a new administration get off to a fast start in terms of understanding the importance of management. There are other efforts that have been done to accomplish this goal, and they've been more focused on functions of government, like information technology, financial management, human capital. What we tried to do in the roadmap, working with the Partnership for Public Service, was to take a look at cross-cutting levers of management excellence. Those four levers were establishing a political career leadership team, running the government like an enterprise as opposed to a set of individual siloed agencies, creating strong decision processes, and building innovation into the government's day-to-day activities. And we worked with the partnership to really integrate this with their larger transition agenda.
The transition teams, they're looking for relevant content at the right time to get their promises executed. And so we developed this in mind with that spirit, that often if you want to get your promise done, you have to be focused on how decisions are made. You have to be focused on innovation. You have to be focused on the workforce that's there. If you ignore these things, you're not going to get them done. And so those are critical enablers to your campaign promise, and that's why these transition teams have been very interested in this report.
Dan Chenak explains the actual process they engaged in to develop the roadmap.
So we talked with the partnership, with David Eagles and Max Steyer and the great team there, about how to pull together a community of leaders, both current government, former government, and stakeholders in good government and good management, around these four themes. We actually pulled together at first a research group of leading academics who have worked with the Center for the Business of Government and written for our center before, and had them help us frame the theme so that we could get a sort of a disciplined view of issues that would matter based on research that had been done into effective government as well as attention to longer-term priorities of government. Once we developed that agenda, those four topics that I mentioned earlier, we assembled a roundtable of leaders and experts in each of those four areas. And for each roundtable, we hired an author to write a report based in part on the discussion at the roundtable and in part on their expertise in the field. And we had four tremendous authors for each report who really had deep expertise. The process ended with a publication of a capstone report, which brought together all various themes into a management roadmap for the new administration, which, as you referred to earlier, and we're now in the process of working with the partnership to help integrate and implement that roadmap into the Center for the Presidential Transition's work, as well as assisting with the new administration in understanding how to use the levers of management to achieve their goals.
So I'll take a step back even further. Like I said, we started this overall convening in April. So there were actually five presidential candidates at the time. We actually convened all five in the room together, their most senior campaign staff, to talk about governing the country. And so what did that mean? So there's really a couple of parts of transition that we're focused on. One is just the team of presidential appointments, right? And again, 4,000, this is massive. No team's done this well. Nearly a year after every modern president's been elected, they're getting less than one-third of these senior positions in place. I mean, it's no way to run a business, let alone the largest, most complex, powerful entity in the world, right? The second piece is around your policy implementation and actually executing your campaign promises. And I think, again, our early engagements with them have been, hey, again, don't focus just exclusively on your policy promises. Build a plan of execution. Focus on those enablers to your promise. If you can't buy things via acquisition, if you can't actually get the workforce to execute it, you won't get it done. And so you start at this very, very, very high level with these incoming teams. These guys are, at that stage in the game, they were political campaigns. Their goal was to win, right? But obviously now we're much different. Now, obviously, campaigning is completely different than governing. And so they're going through a process now just to understand how these agencies work. They're looking for ideas like those ideas that are in the management roadmap. And they're going to put together 100 and 200-day plans that ideally use a lot of these resources that are in the management roadmap that we've developed with IBM.
Ideas and solutions start with imagination, but achieving them requires good management. Achieving big things starts with an idea, but someone has to get it done. David Eagles on the importance of management to the success of a new administration.
So I think you hit a great point, right? Historically, they've been focused on their policy promises. When they're appointing people, it's generally people who are experts in those policy areas. It's not people who know how to implement things or who've maybe managed large workforces in the past who think about these issues that way, right? And so I think there's a couple things at play here. One is the onus really is on us, the collective us, your listeners and others. We need to figure out just what these management positions really are. Like, what are those positions that actually lead the large workforces that have significant IT budgets, for example? Because I think you'll be surprised, because it's all across government. It's not just your CXO positions, which are traditionally management positions, but it's also that assistant secretary at that agency that has a massive IT spend or that's managing hundreds of thousands of federal employees. You need good management skills in those jobs as well, right? So we've been working very closely with these transition teams on just thinking about what these roles are. Again, by and large, this is very fascinating. For those 4,000 political positions, there are not job descriptions. Yeah. So how can you source qualified talent if you don't know the requirements of the role? And so we've really worked hard at thinking about these top positions and saying, where are these management skills applicable? And I think that's a step one here. If you're going to source that talent, you got to know what this role does. And teams historically, and I was on Romney's transition team 4 years ago, and we didn't know a lot about these positions. You don't know what you're about to inherit, right? So how do you, again, you're slotting options, just as the Trump team has been doing now. You're slotting options. You're making announcements. You've got to understand what this role does. And so that's critical point one. And then critical point two, again, these promises will stay promises if you don't build that plan. And that's why management's that important. And I think the only way I know on how to sell this as it's important is it's the way you're going to get your promises done. The things that you believe in, that the mandate that you were given from the public to execute what you said you're going to do, it's these issues of management that are going to get them done. Yeah. And that's why they become priority one for you.
So the center's mission is really to improve government in various ways in terms of the effectiveness and efficiency by which it operates, to help government understand what are best practices in the private sector, to help it understand leading technology trends, so that it can implement those trends and improve the way the government serves citizens, interacts with businesses, and conducts its daily operations, the business of government. And every time there's been an administration change since the center was established in 1997, the center has really tried to take a look at how can we take this model and help a new administration move forward. So the roadmap effort was really an expansion of that mission and that history. Working with the partnership helped us to reach a greater audience, helped us to integrate our efforts into the partnership's vast network of interested stakeholders working on transition as they established what they refer to as a learning organization for presidential transition. And it was really a terrific collaboration with the partnership.
How should the new administration leverage the government's executive talent? We'll explore this question and so much more when this Presidential Transition Edition of the Business of Government Hour returns.